You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my special guest is Barry Lieberman. He is the music director of the Wakefield Concert Band. Welcome, Barry.
Hi, how are you, Mike? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Glad to have you here. This is Barry's rookie performance on Conducting Conversations. Hopefully it'll be the first of many to come, because I'm sure the band has lots of great things in its future as well as its past. But let's start with you, Barry, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You are the music director, and how did this come to be? You started out as a child when you were four with a stick in your hand, right?
Not quite, but I did start playing clarinet quite young, and I played for a number of years on clarinet, and after I graduated high school back in Bedford, New York, in Westchester County, I went off to college, Ithaca College, and I was asked to come back to teach at my old high school, which I did. It was a lot of fun.
And so the music teacher?
I was a music teacher in the Bedford schools for over 30 years, 32 years. Started out in the elementary school, and then I worked my way up to the high school level, and I enjoy just teaching kids.
Now, are you still teaching, or what's happened since then?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because my wife and I, my wife Jill, we moved to Rhode Island. We retired to Rhode Island in 2000. Thinking I was going to just play in some community band. And when I went to one of the first rehearsals of the Wakefield Civic Band then, I was asked to conduct because the then conductor was sick. And I've been conducting that group since then. That's 2000.
Now, there was the Wakefield Band, talking about that, and you starting as conductor, has a long history. It was called the Civic Band for many years, but before that, it had other names and a long history.
Yeah, it's got a tremendous history. It's been going on and off, I would say, since the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. Not continuously, of course, but in many transformations and many names. The Wakefield Civic Band started up again with Dave Price, who is the drama teacher at South Kingston High School. He started up again, and this goes back, I guess, maybe 20 or so years ago. So we thank David for helping that get it started again.
Now, concert band, is that, should the audience know there's something different about a concert band versus a regular band, or the difference between a band and an orchestra, or a civic band?
Well, I mean, originally it was called the Wakefield Civic Band, and just recently, in the past 2 years or so, we decided just to go with concert band, because we do more of the band repertoire. Sometimes when people hear civic band, the civic bands were basically bands that did mostly patriotic music marches. But concert bands really do more, and we do some classical transcriptions, as well as we still do marches in the patriotic, and we do show music. So we do more of a mix as a concert band.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great segue to our first piece of music, talking about show music. What's this first piece you brought for us?
This piece is called Broadway Showstoppers, and it's arranged by Warren Barker, one of the arrangers for show music out in California. He does a lot of the movie arrangements, and mm-hmm. this is a group of tunes that he put together that people will definitely recognize, some of the most recognizable show pieces.
Here we go with some great show tunes. Go with some great show tunes, and that'll get us all in the mood for a fun evening. Now, the band itself, t- tell us about, is this a matter of 30 pieces, 50 pieces, 25? Does it vary greatly?
It can vary. As a matter of fact, when I took the group over in 2000, we had 28 members, and presently we are about 73 members with a large mix of trumpets, clarinets, saxophones, trombones, baritones, tubas, oboe, flutes. I mean, we have French horns, of course.
Don't forget percussion.
And the percussion, yeah, absolutely. So we're a large group, and I'm always looking for more players. So even if you haven't played for a while, that's what this band is about. You just come in, and we'll help you along, and we'll get you playing in no time.
That sounds great. Now, is this how does that work? Is it obviously... someone has to have some degree of proficiency, and is that an audition type of procedure or what?
Yeah, people ask me about that all the time. There is no audition. Most of the players were quite good at one time, whether it be high school or college, and they just, for some reason or another, didn't have the time to practice over the years, and we just say, get the instrument out, dust it off a little bit, start playing a few scales, and then come in, and we'll bring you along a few notes at a time, and in no time at all, you'll be right up with all of us.
All right. So if someone's interested in doing that, they can go to your website, which is a great website, by the way, and it's pretty easy to remember. It's wakefieldconcertband.com. So if you have any questions, you just go there, and you'll see Barry's smiling face in several places, and links to you and email availability to you to ask questions or whatever, right?
Yeah, sure. That's the greatest way. And our webmaster, Cindy Field, put this website together, and she's done a brilliant job. And there's connections to me all over the site, so you can contact me and we'll talk on the phone after that, and we'll get you going in the group.
All right. Well, we want to get to another piece of music, and we'll find out some more about the band. Tell us what's next.
The next piece you're going to hear is called Edgemont Overture, and it was written by Carl Stroman, who happens to be a friend of mine from back in Westchester County. He was a teacher of music at the White Plains High School, and a great composer, not only of concert band music, but he's done quite a few pieces for jazz band at the high school and college level. And this is a piece that we opened up our holiday concert with, and I hope you enjoy it. It's Edgemont Overture.
Thank you.
Barry, I'm envisioning all this brass section in it. You must go through a lot of brass polish in a band that size. That's amazing.
Well, the polishing happens in our rehearsals.
Okay.
Where we really are working on pieces and trying to sound as good as we can. And we rehearse every Monday night at the high school from 7 to 8:30. And it's in that time frame that we work things out. And the most important thing is we have a great time. We have a lot of fun.
And that's at the South Kingstown High School?
That's correct.
All right. So is that something that people can come and visit, or how does that work? Is that you're really open for, it's really for, intended just for the membership, right?
Normally, but if someone would like to come and just listen to a rehearsal, we really have no problem with that. It's really very, very casual. Although we work seriously on our music, we'd love to have people to stop by, and maybe some people like to stop by to decide whether this is a group for them.
Sure.
And sure, come by.
And there could be people stopping by that don't know what to do with $1 million and they want to donate it to something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that leads us perhaps to an event that we're having next month. May 15th.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing our fourth annual fundraiser for South County Hospital. It's a benefit that reaches out to try to help this wonderful care facility. And so if you would like to, you should put it on your calendar for May 15th.
All right, May 15th, and that's going to be at the high school?
This will be at the high school, and it'll be a 2 o'clock start. And this year, we might want to mention that we have a special guest conductor. One of my very good friends, Anthony Maiello, will be coming by, and he will be conducting a portion of the concert, and he will solo with the band on a piece that was written and dedicated for him, Viva Italia. His heritage is quite Italian, and so this piece will feature him playing accordion.
Really? That sounds great. Now, why don't we go to a piece of music right now? We have just a minute left, and we have time to get another piece of music in. Tell us about, is this featuring Anthony, this piece that we're about to hear?
As a matter of fact, this piece is Ein Volkfest by Dmitri Shostakovich. And 3 years ago, Tony also helped us out. He conducted a portion of our concert, and this was a piece that we recorded with Anthony conducting the Wakefield Concert Band.
All right. As with the other two pieces we've played so far, you might not get the whole piece in here, but we'll try to do as much as we can. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Wakefield Concert Band. Thank you. People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening talking with Barry Lieberman. He is the music director of the Wakefield Concert Band, a very old organization which has grown rapidly over the last few years under Barry's direction. And Barry, there are probably lots of people involved. I know you must have a president to the organization and so forth. This isn't the kind of thing you do by yourself, right?
Absolutely not. And I'm so fortunate to have wonderful people in the group. And we do have a board of directors. David Stevenson is the president. And his group of people that he works with, and they work closely with me, really do the a fair amount of work to help the concert band get where we want to be.
And I presume also that you probably have section leaders and things like that that help on a rehearsal basis, or how does that work? Or is it pretty much the music is all under your control?
Yeah, the music part of it really comes through me. I do suggest ways for the band to practice, scales being one of my pet items that I want people working on all the time. So I give them the direction, and during the week after the rehearsal, they do all the practicing, and all the hard work happens in the woodshed in their basement.
There you go. Woodshed is a great term. We'll get into that later. But I noticed you brought a little pamphlet with you, a trifold pamphlet, talking about the concert on May 15th at 2 o'clock at South Kingstown High School in beautiful downtown Wakefield. And you have an MC that day, Jim Terracani, correct?
That's right.
Channel 10 eyewitness news reporter guy and well-known, so he'll be there. And I also noticed that there's a Washington Trust symbol on the flyer. So that means sponsors are involved.
Absolutely. We're very lucky and fortunate to have Washington Trust as our sponsor for our soloist fund. And so anytime we are lucky enough to get a performer to join us on our concert, Washington Trust helps us pay for that. But we are looking for other sponsors. And as a matter of fact, any sponsor that comes aboard, we place them on our website, WakefieldConcertBand.com, and they'll be up on the site up and through the concert of May 15th, and you can contact me if you'd like to do that through the website. You can find my contact information.
Okay, great. Well, let's see if we can get some more sponsors and get a lot of money raised for South County Hospital. In the meantime, we have another piece of music coming up, and this is a favorite of mine. We're talking about Gershwin here, right?
That's right. This is a Gershwin medley, again, by one of my favorite arrangers, Warren Barker.
for great music, and Gershwin is definitely one of my favorites. Barry, there seems to be a lot of things going on May 15th. You're going to have a raffle that's going to be available that raises a lot of money for the cause. So that's available to be looked at in the lobby before the show, right?
That's correct, Mike. And we have some wonderful donors every year, and there's no exception this year. So if anyone coming to the concert gets there a little bit earlier, they'll be able to view all of the raffle items out in the lobby, and we'll have actually a piano player playing while they're viewing everything, and it'll be a lot of fun. And as a matter of fact, we'll have kicking off the concert, pre-concert music by the South Kingston High School Jazz Ensemble, and Don Smith is the conductor of that group, and he's also plays trumpet in the Wakefield Concert Band with his son Justin. So we want all the South Kingston High School people to come out and support the ensemble.
So it sounds like just a win-win-win-win situation. You have the raffle, which is raising money, and someone gets to win some beautiful prizes. You get to listen to the piano player in the lobby, and then you go inside and you hear the jazz band. So, and then the concert itself, such a deal.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, tell us about this next piece of music.
The next piece is called Midway March by John Williams, a wonderful scorer and arranger for many Hollywood movies. And this is one of my favorites that he's done over the years. It's called Midway March.
Well, we'll listen to that Midway March and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Barry Lieberman.
Thank you.
People at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where with the Wakefield Concert Band, director Barry Lieberman is here telling us all about the band's history and activities and the big, big concert coming up next month on May 15th at South Kingstown High School, where there's all kinds of things going on you want to take advantage of. Check out their website, which is wakefieldconcertband.com, and there's lots of great information there as well. Barry, there's other things happening. I know that the band plays frequently in the summertime months. Tell us about some of that.
Yeah, we have a wonderful concert series that began, a number of years ago, but every Monday evening starting June 27th, we are at Marina Park, overlooking the wonderful marina there next to...
We're talking about in Wakefield, right?
This is in Wakefield. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
And we start our concerts at 6:30, and it's beautiful there. You can watch the seagulls flying all over and the egrets and all the sailboats coming in, and we have our outdoor concert, and people show up, and they bring their picnic baskets and blankets, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful time.
Now, I know that there are a lot of boaters that listen to this show, a lot of people that have boats, and I've done concerts there at that park, and a lot of people would drive up with their boats and throw the anchor in and listen. So that's another opportunity, right?
Exactly, Mike. We see that all the time. The boats actually they hear the music, and they just show up, and they enjoy it so much.
And then another special event for our audience, if you're not familiar with it yet, you will be. This summer is one of the major celebrations in the state. It's a whole year-long celebration, but it'll be highlighted during the summer months, Block Island's 350th anniversary, and there are lots of different things that will be going on. We'll be doing several shows about that coming up, but not to be outdone, the Wakefield Concert Band is part of that celebration too, correct?
That's right, Mike. We've been invited to perform there. It will be an outdoor concert July 30th. We'll be outside, so if it happens to rain, you can come back and catch us on the next day, Sunday, July 31st.
Great. We'll give you more details about that. Stay tuned. Conducting Conversations has already booked some of the people from Block Island to come over and do some shows next month about that. So you'll have all that information, or check it out on, I believe they have a website at the Block Island Chamber of Commerce that tells about the 350th. So right now we'll go to some more music provided to us by the Wakefield Concert Band. Number 6 is what on our hit list?
Oh, this is one of my favorites. This is the Overture to the Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, and this is arranged by Slocum. And I love to listen to the woodwinds. They try to sound like the strings of an orchestra, and we have a lot of fun with this piece. Thank you.
Well, this hour has flown by listening to great music provided to us by the Wakefield Concert Band. And Barry, it's been great to have you here. There's so many things going on with the band. I know that almost every occasion, like Memorial Day coming up soon, you have events that are planned for Memorial Day. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, the band is always willing to give back to the community, and that's really what we're about. Besides enjoying ourselves with the music, we try to help the community any way we can. And we will, again, be playing Sunday, May 29th, at Nintegret Park in Charlestown for their Memorial Day services. And then we also, the next day, Monday, May 30th, will be at Saugatucket Park in Wakefield. So it's something that is dear to our heart to help all the communities around, and the music is just a way that we give back.
That's great. And once again, we just want to go over the fact that the big concert's going to be May 15th at South Kingstown High School. If you would like to be a donor, whether you'd want to be a personal donor or your business wants to be a donor, we have the opportunity to send a donation along. You'll get your name on the website. You can do that by mailing into or letting Jill Lieberman know about that. And a little secret for you, in the magic of radio, Jill has been here this whole time. And she has a friend in her lap. Barry, what's the friend's name?
It's Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy the dog has been here through this whole interview and has just been perfectly attentive. So even the dogs are interested in what you have to say, Barry.
That's, yeah. Everybody brings their dogs, by the way, to the Marina Park, and we have a good time on the blankets watching all the dogs there.
Well, this is great. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us some information about the Wakefield Concert Band. We'll have to have you back again. Maybe we'll get Jill to say something next time on air. That'll be a special treat we'll look forward to.
Okay, that'd be great. And there's one other thing that we probably should mention. If any of you would like the band to perform for any of your events, you can get to us through the website, wakefieldconcertband.com, and we'll work something out, and maybe we can help you at your next event.
That'd be great. So if you have a special event coming up, give them some consideration. I'm sure that would make a monumental impression. We have one more piece of music we have time for. Tell us about this.
This is an exciting Spanish Paso Doble called Zaragoza. The band loves playing this, and the brass especially, not to be outdone by the woodwinds. This is their time to shine, and this is by Olivadotti.
All right, Barry, thank you once again for coming in to Conducting Conversations.
My pleasure.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. and by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.